cancer affects 1 in 4 Americans in the United States. If you live here in this country or probably anywhere in the world, this affects you. So I want to kind of expose this, but I have never really considered or contemplated cannabis as a cancer cure. What can you tell me about in that respect?
Yeah, it's a fascinating question because there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that cannabis can slow down cancer. The word cure is really hard to prove, and we haven't proven that yet, but there is a lot of evidence that it will slow cancer growth. And there's something called Rick Simpson oil. There's a guy out in California that 25 or so years ago had skin cancer, and he concocted a very strong oil-based cannabis medicine and put it on his skin cancer, and it went away. And then he started treating other patients, but he was always underground. But there was hundreds, maybe thousands of people that started using Rick Simpson oil and reported that their cancer stopped growing. And it's fascinating. Now, the challenge that we have today is we have not reached the point where we have clinical research. One of the worst things about the drug wars that we've been going through all these years is we haven't allowed research of cannabis by scientific organizations. They're finally starting to do it now. And some of the evidence that's coming out of these trials is pretty remarkable. My firm belief is that the more we allow testing and learning about it, actually a lot of stuff is going on in Israel these days. And we're starting to prove that it does have attributes to it. And so it makes a lot of sense that it works, but we're still not sure yet of all the implications of this, but it's very exciting for the future.